Hello, it is the 11th of October, 2019, and we have the moon reversed and the 10 of coins and the page of cups. It's hereditary. This is interesting, to say the least. I do not like reading the moon, number 18 of the major arcana and the card of the subconscious mind, which probably says a whole lot about me if you're a shrink. I was hoping for some different cards, as I'm hoping for a better story to tell on the weekends, and I certainly got them today. The past is a mystery here. In the upright, the moon, associated with expansive Jupiter, the planet of more, is dancing with illusionary Neptune. In the reverse, a psychic, intuitive, creative card becomes psychotic and demented. All kinds of mental and emotional problems in the extreme are here, and memory loss is one of them. How interesting. In the center is the card of inheritance, the 10 of coins or earth, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, showing us generations of a family in the garden of an old stone manor. An old man, a young couple, and a small child are together among the mature, ripe fruit trees. Someday, of course, this is meant to belong to the child, now just a toddling baby, who looks a little older but appears to be the same kid on the card upcoming in the future position, the beloved and beautiful Page of Cups. Russian Tarot of St. Petersburg. As a matter of fact, they are dressed exactly the same, both blonde in a pink blouse. Pages are children, if not on the outside, on the inside. This little child of water, Pisces, Scorpio, Cancer, is a delicate, androgynous, thoughtful creature. He or she contemplates a little fish who has risen up out of the cup set before him or her, this imaginative little human. The fish is an ancient symbol of pregnancy, as the cup of water represents the womb. This could easily be mental or emotional issues in the family history that probably should be brought to light should someone be considering or contemplating a family addition. Okay, definitely should be. But here's an interesting thing. I know of three people who have had long oral history of Native American in their families, and after spitting into DNA test kits and all that, no indication of Native American in their results. The suit of coins or earth is the suit that represents people of color and indigenous people. So what am I seeing here? Generations of family history obscured, warped, and distorted, erased altogether? The gifts of smallpox-infected blankets didn't work,